You can take your seats this morning. Welcome to everyone in the house. Those that brave the long weekend traffic, special appreciation to you for doing that. It's an unusual day, an unusual time. Tremendous anointing on the worship this morning. And I really appreciate the prophetic follow through and not just a traditional worship service. Very powerful, very driving. Scripture that I prepared to open with is John 4 and verse 23. But the hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I encourage you to listen today. This is a very prophetic hour, moment in time. And time is what we create by allowing that seed that God placed on the inside of us. Remember, He called us the seeds of Abraham. He said, you are the planting of the Lord. We are called out by His name. We are destined and predestined according to His wisdom and His purpose. Things are going to happen that have never happened in your life before. Not when, not if, but as you understand a phrase we've used so often in Christendom, you'll know who you are when you fully understand whose you are. When you understand who He is, and as He reveals how He is in us, and we in Him. There's a misconception that permeates a lot of our world today, which says that we have the right to choose our identity. And the reality is your identity, no matter who you are, has already been chosen for you. There is no such right. It does not exist. It has never existed, and it never will. And this word, let me warn you, is going to go probably a different direction than you may think it's going to go, but hear what I have to say. We are here to eradicate to everyone that has a heart to hear confusion and misconception. My call as a prophetic voice is to remember, as the Spirit quickens me, according to His will, not your will, not my will, not what you'd like me to say, not what I'd like to say, but what God has already determined He will say. And we're here to eradicate confusion and uncertainty and doubt and fear, because this word which we carry, I testify as Paul said, which I carry, which God has given me, is a certain word. It's not a word of question. It's not a word of maybe, mayhaps, perhaps, but it is a word of God has said, and it will surely come to pass. I can stand in confidence, and I do. I can stand in repentance for our nation, and I do. And I very much embrace that word and love that word and love that revelation. And you, John, you're the, I watched you do today, I heard you do today what I saw you do the last time you were here. And it will only increase to the more. There is no script to your anointing. And yet it has been written in your heart. No one will be able to describe to you what you're to do. There is no one to lead you. Man won't teach you, but the Spirit of the Lord will be your teacher and convey through you words that will move the hearts of people in nations around the world. And not a word to try to stimulate your anxiety or your curiosity as to how great you will be, but simply to declare to you how great God within you is. And yet that doesn't set you or him apart from any of you, because everyone has that anointing. But it's to those that refuse to console themselves by a word you would like to hear, but rather are consigned to what God has determined you should hear. You should hear. Jesus spoke a word and he healed people and he fed people. And there was a time that Jesus left and went into the mountains because he knew that it was in the heart of the people to grab him and make him king of Israel. So the word says he fled before they could. And then when they came to him, they got in boats and they came to him as Jesus, without a boat, got in a boat and made it to shore. And they came and Jesus said something that we should hear. He said, you didn't come because of the word, he said, or even the miracles. You came so you could eat. You came to get what is temporarily necessary. You came to satisfy a craving. But he said the words that he spoke are spirit and life, and the word that he speaks and the true word of God does something to the natural aspects of who we are. It does something to our calculative thinking. It does something to the narrative we would like to write and what the anointing, the Holy Spirit, the Word does is it bears witness by causing you to remember what has already been written down on the inside of you. And it has to be awakened. Everything is connected. God gave me a prophetic dream, and I'll stand before you and say God gave me a prophetic dream some time ago, a few months ago. I'm not very good with time, but some time ago. And he said, everything is connected. And I saw myself in the middle of endlessness, and God just spoke, and I felt that I bore witness to things just being created. I mean, I sat there, I stood there, I floated there, whatever I was doing, and I just saw it very clear. And the voice of the Lord with which I was awakened to was, everything is connected. Which means that God has a plan, a purpose. And not that plan, that religious plan that you think of. God has a plan. God has a purpose. It doesn't really matter unless it coalesces. It comes together. Everything is connected, meaning everything had purpose. Everything has its position. Everything has its fulfillment or fulfillment when it comes together. But everything in your life is connected to God's purpose in your life. So there's a scripture that was able to be written that bears witness to it. Romans 8:28, which says what? All things work together for good to those that love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. God can bring something into your life that is incredibly good. But if you don't understand or willing to perceive or even take on the heart, all things work together for good, that blessing may seem to you like a distraction or a battle or something that is moving you out of the way. So the only way you can really hear what God wants you to hear is to bring to the conclusion in your own mind that he is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings. that he does rule all the nations of the earth. And every word and every promise he's given you, he'll bring to pass. Now, you may feel like a word God has given to you is just about you and about what you're going to do, whether you read it in the Bible, you dream it in a dream, you see it in a vision, or a prophet brings the word to you. But the reality is when a prophet prophesies, when anyone prophesies, they're remembering what God has said about them. Because the word declares that we are and we were predestined before time began. So there is no date, nor is there an expiration on the promises God's given you. You may feel older, you may feel weaker, you may feel younger, you may feel stronger. None of that really matters other than knowing and remembering everything God promised is in the time in which he promised it. And time isn't the minutes or the seconds that tick away on a clock. Time in God is an event that is erupted in your heart when the Spirit of the Lord awakens that word in you and you say, I have a revelation. What you're really saying is, I remember. Every word about you is a word in you. And every word of prophecy that everyone or anyone walks in, it's not something that was predetermined when you were born or determined when you were born. It was predetermined before you were born, because God is complete. He's holy. He's God. He's perfect in all of his ways. God never creates things and then thinks about what to do with it after it's been created. That's why he said, before time began, before the foundations of the world were laid, he said, I knew you, and I purposed you, and I called out your name. So this service is going to be quite a prophetic moment in time, and I'm going to encourage you to do this, to keep in mind. Do you not know your bodies are members of Christ? Not an offshoot, not an afterthought, not something on the exterior, but your bodies are members of Christ. And the word says, do you not know that you are not your own? You are mine. Do you not know? You're not your own, you're mine. So there's no one in this house, there's no one viewing, there's no one on this platform that has the authority, the insight, and certainly not the right to choose your identity. That identity has been chosen for you. And if you believe that, you have the right to do that. You are confused. And I agree with you. You are confused. But Paul says, do not be confused, or do not be conformed, or do not be conned into a form. But be brought to the true reality. Be not conformed. Old King James says it like this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your worship, your reasoning, your service. And do not be conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. A revelation that Jesus Christ brought through Paul by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to the nations, as I am anointed to say, don't be confused. And don't be conned into an idea of a reality that is not true to who you are. There is one reality, and that's the one that God purposed you to be, and purposed for you, and purposed in you, and will bring to pass through you. He predestined us, Ephesians tells us, chapter 1, verse 5, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you again, you need to hear this word before I prophesy, thus says the word to anyone in this house or anyone viewing. According to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in the beloved with, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will. According to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven, things on earth. That's why we take this rope and we pull and unite in heaven and earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things according to the counsel of his will. A seed that you sow in the ground, pick the seed. Tomato, watermelon, whatever. A seed is a memory. It has no identity outside of its memory. There is none, because it didn't create itself. It didn't come from itself and for itself. It came by the Creator. In Genesis, where God said, and the seed is in itself. It's there. I've done it. I've created it. Then God says, you can't choose the body of the seed. God says, I will do that. I choose the body of the seed. So when you ask for the word of the Lord, and certainly when you tune in or come here, you're going to get the word of the Lord. So you stand saying, give us the word. I stand saying, you shouldn't have asked if you didn't want it. But since you have, here it is. The spoken word of God is the counsel of his mind. The spoken word of God is the counsel of his will and of his wisdom, predestined way before you showed up. But we are a memory of God. That's why he said we are the planting of the Lord. We are the seeds of promise. We are chosen in him before time began. But when did that begin? He said, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the first, I am the last, I am the beginning, I am the end. Of me, through me, and back to me are all things, all people, and all nations. To God be the glory, to God be the honor, to God be the praise. So in simplified terms, there is a seed in every single soul, whether you're seeking God, you love God, you don't believe in God, or you have a hatred toward God. It doesn't make any difference, because your thoughts are after the reality of truth. There are true realities, one you suppose and one that supposes you. The reality you suppose is no reality at all. It is what the word calls vanity. A vapor. It vanishes in a moment's time. The reality of God are his intentions in you and through you and to himself. In sternness of word, he said, if you don't accept this, you are none of mine, and I do not know who you are. Your supposed reality is not for me. And according to your faith, be it unto you. So if you believe in a reality that God has not chosen for you, it is no reality at all. Therefore, the word of the Lord is. that what you suppose is a reality of those that choose an identity and those that reject God, it will not last. It will not remain because it has no body, it has no strength, it has no truth, therefore it has no substance, but an imagination that is vain and unoccupied by the counsel of God. So don't be afraid of what you see and what you hear that contradicts what God has said. We're not here to fight against. We're here to fight the good fight of faith. We're not here to contend with evil, but to walk in righteousness. We're not here to scream at the darkness, but to be a light. We're not here wrestling against demons and devils, unless you consider yourself one. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing that into captivity, then you have the power to walk out the will and the wisdom and the purpose of God. That's the word. Not religion, not tradition, not confusion. In the beginning, God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." God said, "Let us make man in our image and our likeness." He's conveying the reality and the eternity of who he is. He's speaking of himself and he's speaking about you. I will make you in my image. I will make you in my likeness. That's who you are. And you have no right to choose any other identity, no matter what that is. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But by his grace, when we come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth that he is Lord, think about what you're saying, to the glory of God, we're saying, God, you are in all authority, and only your will and only your word will happen to me. Only good will happen to me because God has only intended good for you. He said, my thoughts towards you are so many and so good you can't possibly count them. And he said, I haven't a will to do you any harm, but only to bring you good, to prosper you, to increase you, to bring you into a good land. I bless the state of California. In it, God is going to do wonders. In this place, God is going to do what he prophesied, not only through me, but through many others prior to this date and time. And those that have allowed themselves to be turned sour because of what you have heard man say, you have not listened to what God has said. For the Lord will raise up in this state exactly as he has said. He has put his fingerprint on it, and he has called it his own. He has chosen a people out of a people. He has chosen a nation from other nations to become this place. And it is by the spoken will and word of God that every word that the Lord has ever spoken over California will be brought to pass. And through this state, through whom the Lord has created and made for his purpose and for his pleasure, the nations will be touched and the nations will be moved. For the Lord God himself will create out of this place such a sound, unlike any other place. Such a voice, not common to any other place. For the Lord has made his choice. God put his fingerprint one time on a nation, and he called it Israel, and he called it Judah, and he called it Benjamin, and he called it Jacob. And those that remained and stood in the fervor of God walked in the fullness of the presence of the Lord. The Lord will create such a symphony of the kingdom of God. And he will do it right here in the state of California. Through which God has said, I will create a vision. And out of this place, I will send my vision to the nations of the world. But we have been distracted because many have created visions that were devilish and not of God at all. So we have consigned to the fact that it is owned by those that wield the power of creativity and of the networks. But it is God's and it belongs to the Lord. So the Lord says to his Davids, will you stand up and declare that I am God in the nation? I'm not speaking of a place, I'm speaking of every place. But I'm talking about a time, a moment, an event in which God is creating such wondrous vision of His kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. Not a platform that you think will be successful. Matt Crouch, not a platform that you find ideal, but a platform God has called you to. You'll walk in that power when you return to the place in which God has called you to stand. You'll return to the former days, and yet you are not going forward. You are standing in the before, where the Lord will give you, as He has said. Hollywood before you, nations before you, vision before you, word before you, where those that have been creative will come to you and say, can you share with us a secret? Can we be a part? If you will stand and return to that day in which the Lord gave you the word and spoke to you, and you will see all the fruition and all the fruit of every word that God has spoken to you. The Lord has not forgotten. But remember, remember, remember. No one will stand around you or beside you and agree with you other than the voice and the word of the Lord. You shouldn't look for it. You shouldn't hope for it. There is no strength out there that can bear witness to what I will to do through you. I'll bring it through you if you will believe me as the Lord of your lords and the King of your kings. And I am your Lord, and I am your King, and I manifest through you what I have said I would do. It is not a common thing that you've been called to do. It is not because of where you came from, but because of who you came from. Stand strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Be void of offense. Be void of fear. For the Lord God has much to say to you and much to show you in that day which is to come. And what God wants to create and bring to pass. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the prophet. Hear the voice of God. Get close. Draw near. And hear what God has to say. What nation would you, what time would you believe that the Lord would confirm? Believe. That time isn't ended. That time has only just begun. To every nation in the world, those fleeing in fear because of the terror around you, the word of the Lord is, call upon me, and I will save you out of your time of distress. Seek me with your whole heart, and I will show myself to be God in your land. I will raise up a people that were not a people, and I will call to those that have abandoned the word that I have given them, and I will strengthen them. Israel, hear the word of the Lord. There is a work for you in 13 years, says the Spirit of God, that I will do a wonder in you. Give me a nation, give me a city, give me a time. Israel, December, first mark of the month, God creates a sound. God creates a picture, a vision that they will hear. Who will say, send me, Lord. Let me be that voice. The Lord should call to 1,000 upon 1,000 upon 10,000, but it's one that will say, send me, Lord. Who will be that person that will say, send me? Who's the one that says, I worship the Lord God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength? When will it begin? July. What say ye of the word of the Lord? When will you stand and contend with your God? When will you try and imagine in your mind what God would do? Or will you say, yes, Lord? Will you humble yourself to the word of the Lord and say, God, I have no choice. I have no identity to choose on my own. I have no place to go except where you are and what your word says. And where can I go from the presence of the Lord? And where can I flee from His Spirit? If I make my bed in hell, God, you were there. So why then do so many say that the devil pursues them to defeat them when God is with you? Even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you should fear no evil, for the Lord your God is with you. Why won't the words of your mouth be the words of good news? The Lord is with me always. No evil shall befall me. Only good will pursue me. All the days of my life, I will dwell in the fullness of the Lord now and forever. How serious are you? It's not moments that define us, it's us that define the moment. Not by imagination or thoughts that we try and think might work, but by a revelation that God has said, and we say, this is the word of the Lord. The strength of the fortitude and the faith of David that said, I know this is the Israel of God, the armies of God. No one can defy you. So whether it's you, men with sword, with arms, or me here with no armor, save the word of the Lord. And what I chose will bring you down, a stone in my hand of faith. David didn't fight well, he remembered well. He didn't fight well, he believed well. How will you believe? What do you choose? It would be a good time to praise the Lord. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be called the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. This righteous walk that you fight for, why do you fight? It's not something you've ever been called to do, but to believe as he is, so am I in the world. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a man that went and sowed seed, and some fell by the wayside, some fell among thorns. Some fell on good soil. But the key to the seed is the one, he said, that was stolen. Return. Return. That which was. Return to the word that was, that has not been fulfilled. Return to the same time. Everything is connected, but return to the unity that was. And you will see the word that was spoken. But promise that that God has given you, that God has spoken to you, that maybe you thought it didn't work or it didn't come to pass, or maybe another time. You are the time. What other time is there? He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, beginning, the end. He just said, I'm in you and you in me. I created you in my purpose and in my image and in my likeness, and you don't have another one. So identify as I have created and given you life. I have given the seed its body. Worship God. Worship him. Determine a little isn't enough. Safety is no faith at all. Unless your wife prophesies, she will not help you. She will hinder you. Unless your husband prophesies, he will not help you. He will hinder you. Speak the word of the Lord. And if you who hear this word, hear it, be that person. Jesus said the only reason the seed was stolen, because the word of the kingdom was not understood. So understand. With all your getting of wisdom, with all your training, with all your education, understand the word of the Lord. Therefore, he said, in the latter days, says God, when things begin to not fold up, but to come to their fullness, he said, there will be prophecies. I will prophesy. I will send out my word. You're old, you're young, the rich, the poor, every people of every nation, they will begin to prophesy with understanding, not the uncertainty of chance, but the destined word of God. What are you afraid of? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Are you just coming so you get a morsel of bread for the day? Are you coming to feast on the body of who he is so your identity becomes the fullness of who he's called you to be? I remember. Let the nations say, I remember you. I remember the purpose from which you called me before I was in the mother's womb. I seek the kingdom of God, which is the mind of God. Not here or there. And where is it? The kingdom of God is within you. Remember. All that he has said that you have never heard with your ear, never looked at with your eye, never perceived in your mind, but you've been perceived by his. Call to a nation, a people that say, send me, Lord. Matt, to what God has called you to do, at present time, you are as Joseph in a prison in comparison to what God will do through you. This is a day unlike any other. This is a day of hunger and fervor where you'll go to the corners of the earth or next door to hear the word of the Lord, and you know where to go. I would compare it to the day when Joseph was in prison and could prophesy a little. But when he came out and made his seat where God had shown him in the beginning, the Lord gave him the kingdom and saved the nations. So is the word of the Lord for you. You inquired of the Lord. Thus says the word of the Lord. There is greatness before you, and greatness which will be with you, and greatness that will pursue you. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Such creative force in the minds in which God has put his mind. The idea in which God has given ideas. Steve and Susie, how wondrous and how glorious of all that you have encouraged, and every inscription which has identified a vision or an idea that you've had. But have you scratched the surface? It's as though what has been done, which has been wonderful, has been on paper, but that which is to be done will be engraved on stone. How old are you? Who says your days are numbered or your years are calculated? Who gives you your strength? From what mind do you perceive? Is it not the mind of Christ that is endless, ageless, eternal, and perfect that is in you? Dream and do as God says. Hear and speak what he says. Remain where he says. And go where he says. But not as it has been, but even more as it was and is to be. Go back to the memory of the beginning. And feed from that time, that event, that yearning, that hunger, that youth, that strength. Mount up with wings as eagles, run, and don't be weary, walk, and don't faint in your mind. I hear the sound of rain speaking to the seed which God has planted, which seeds we are. Saying a new day has come. I'm doing a new thing. And yet, It's not before you, ahead of you. It's before you, as He is. As He is, He's made you to be. As He is, He's called you to be. Anton, there isn't anyone that's going to tell you what business you can and cannot have. No one has that power. You've not been assigned by them, consigned by them, or contracted by them. It's been by the hand of God. How can a man start with nothing and end up with more? Except God give him the seed. And the Lord says to you, where is your trust and your confidence? Remain in your peace. Remember the word of the attitude of praise and thanksgiving. And the Lord has given me. Do you seek a kingdom in the earth, or do you seek the kingdom of God? That kingdom will make the command and determine how many, how often, how much, and how long. The word of the Lord is over you, and you've nothing to fear, nothing to doubt. No wrestling is before you. I saw you the other day, and so I see you again, as you put your hand of comfort on those, even if it's by a word only, and say, God will make this better than before. The Lord watches over it. Hasn't the Lord already put that in your heart? I see a man with his hands on his head a time back saying, what will I do? What will I do? How will this word ever come to pass? Death seems sweeter than life today. And the Lord saying, I have given you life that conquers your death. I've given you joy that brings you joy. I've given you peace that overwhelms you with peace. And you'll stand in the day and rejoice. And the seed of those to which you looked up to will look up to the God you serve, because you serve Him. Worship the Lord your God and praise Him. God is great and greatly to be praised. I will say of the Lord, He is my strength, He is my God, He is my fortress, He is ever before me. Jesus, in the kingdom which He returns, and this is what He says, I am. And I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I am the first, I am the last, I am the beginning, I am the end. I so crave the presence of the Lord to worship God. Do you know what we're doing? We're worshiping God. Did you know that? We're worshiping God. It's not always on a knee. But if you drive yourself to knee, you won't be driven to your knee. It's not always in a song. But when the Spirit of the Lord moves you, somehow you end up singing the song. It's in a redemption, meaning bringing back that which was as it was intended to be. God never changed His mind. He never said, whoops, I made a mistake, or, oh, man had a flaw. The Word says, before the beginning, the foundation of the world through which God created man from the dust of the earth, He said, I've got this covered from start to finish. No matter what man does, he'll never thwart the plans of God. I am first. I am last. I am beginning. I am end. He is the only God, the only true God, the only present God. I can't invite Him in. He invited me in. Where would I go from the presence of the Lord? How shall I beat God to a place through which I invite Him to dwell? When He is there before I am. He created it before I was. He is who is and who is to come. He's God. Let's worship Him as God. Let's not be afraid of correction, direction, insight, and instruction. For the Lord corrects those to whom He loves. And He calls them children and not bastards, chosen of the Lord, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We're not a fatherless generation. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. There's therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law could not do, being weak through the flesh. He sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned the law and made you alive. And yet was the law of God sin? God forbid. But God set it forth saying, this is who you are. But no, it's not by your ability to perceive your identity, but that you are a perceived identity. You are the mind, the thoughts of God. God created you in His image and in His likeness. How great a things can we do right now? Do you know how tender the earth is? It's so easy to sow a seed of faith and life in it. Do you know how tilled the soil is right now? Rain shouldn't just happen. It should be called for. And you should call for it. Write fervently. Write fervently. I see you writing fervently. I see you hearing the voice of God. I see you saying, look and see, all this is the word of the Lord, and it will come to pass. I hear you saying the increase will be so great. We will say heaven has rained down on us. For the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. These are the greatest of times, with nothing at all to fear. No calamity, no evil will befall you. You see, the reward of the favor of the Lord, this is a day of pleasure in God, a day of rejoicing, the Sabbath of God, the Sabbath season, the favor of the Lord. I walk and yet I feel like I'm floating. I speak, and yet I feel like God is speaking, Donna, says the word of the Lord to you. I discern, but I discern like I've never discerned before. This mind that God has given me for this day and all that God will fulfill and bring to pass through me, endless, endlessness, overwhelms me. In joy I weep in His presence, you say. He speaks to me, and I feel Him near. His voice is like a body, the body of the Spirit of the living God. I feel His angels leading me. I have nothing to fear. No harm, no ill, no dread. And you do that all in this earth that the Lord has given you. You are a seed called out before time began, purposed. And He told your dad, and your dad knew. And your grandmother blessed you. For the Lord put it in their hearts to do so. What a great season where you will say, the Lord has done it. A dance as David danced. A joy as Elizabeth for what God has borne through you and that which you stand with and believe. Season unlike any other. A day that is ordered of the Lord. How can you not walk in it? It is in you. His word is a seed in you. His purpose is a seed in you. It's a memory in you. Remember, and my spirit will cause you to remember everything I have said. All that the Father has shown me, I've made known to you. I placed it within you. Where will we find this kingdom? Where will we walk in this power? How will we know it? I placed it inside of you. You are that which your body surrounds, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So worship God. Worship Him. Worship Him. Would you stand with me today? Seek those things which are above and not the things that are on the earth, for you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called you to glory and virtue. What things soever you release or bind from the earth, that shall be established and released and bound from the heavens. For the kingdom of God is within your grasp. And this is all the doing of the Lord. Not of man. You have nothing to boast. You have no identity to choose. You've been chosen. I pull upon the heavens of God now that every word that is spoken would be understood. I pull upon the heavens of God for the Holy Spirit to quicken and awaken that seed that is within you, that word of prophecy that is in you, that moment of time that has never left you. That promise that God has made you to be. That Christ may be revealed. And how shall He be revealed? I in you and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I and the Father are one. Be one in us. How shall we do this? Only believe. Don't only believe in God, believe God. Of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be glory, honor, and praise. I pull upon the heavens of God for the perfect order of the Lord, for it is already in the earth. It has to come to pass because it has already been established and it is written on the tablets of the people's heart. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. He's directing your path. Every step, every moment. This is that season. This is that day. How good is the word of the Lord that we should embrace it and believe it and thank Him for it and walk in the fullness of it. What about you, Chris? What about you? What about you? What is it about you? But what God has chosen. How long will it wait? And how will I linger? You will linger as long as time is, for you will linger in confidence and praise to the Lord. How bowed shall your knee be until you realize you are wholly surrendered to the will of the Father, and nothing can resist you. Not resources or the lack thereof, not agreement from man, nor time. What about you? Whose are you, and to whom do you belong? Humble your knee, therefore, to the mighty will of God that rules over you. and praise Him for all that He gives, and praise Him for all that He hides. For He has hidden it that you might find it a treasure in Him. This is the greatest season of the seed of your life. Give the Lord praise in the house. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. I will say of the Lord, He is my God. He is my fortress. He is my strength. It's all God, all about God, of Him, through Him, to Him is everything. There isn't anything outside of the order of His will that will rule in your life. Only believe. Only good will happen to you. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but He says it won't come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? I have set my affections upon you. You are my love, my God, my Lord, my Savior, my King. You have mastered my steps. You have ordered my days. You have increased my life. You have given me strength. You have called me your own and not left me to myself. So I bless the Lord at all times. July is an explosive month. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. When you hesitate, it's like sending out an invitation to disappointment. Hesitation is an invitation to disappointment. Don't hesitate. Don't be disappointed. This is the month. Whatever plans you have to make, whatever reassignment you have to do, whoever to whom you have to say goodbye to or hello to. As David said, this is the day. Today, everything will fall to the order of God's will and purpose in my life. All that rage against me will surrender to me. And will say, this God you serve, how can we fight against Him? Can you believe that the nations that you live in today, the world you live in today, would say, do you think your day is worse than the day of David? Do you think you're more challenged than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Who told you that? Not God. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for He has anointed me to declare good news to the nations of the earth, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. So I do. So I am anointed. And so you are too. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Hey! Clap your hands, all you nations. You will bow before the will of the Lord. This time that you prophesy will be the future of the world. You are sorely mistaken. For the Lord God and only the Lord God will determine what is and what is to come. He and He alone is Lord over the nations of the earth. The righteous will not bow before unrighteous rulers and kings. They will bow only before the Lord God Himself. This is the time of dwelling. The dwelling of the presence of the Lord. In the temples of God, whom He has chosen and called out by His name. To those He has given His sword. The sword that divides asunder the soul and the spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, and brings to pass the spoken will and word of the Lord, for we are surrendered by His word.
The Lord will laugh at your folly, but yet still call you to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Humble your knee before the God of heaven and earth, and He will save you, and He will heal you, and He will raise you up. Let's not prophesy what you see the world doing. Let's speak in faith the word of the Lord. As David stood before a Goliath, the giant, a champion warrior, with everyone applauding him and fearing him. Including Saul and all his men for fear. Be the David of your day and stand up and say, this is not the way it is going to be. For God has said He will bless the nations, and the kings of the earth will call the redeemed blessed of the Lord. They will humble their knee and they will call upon God. There will be a great outpouring in the earth of the Spirit of the Lord, and what God says He will bring to pass. Because you abide in Him and He in you, what you ask according to His will, He will bring it to pass, that He may be glorified in you, and you will bear much fruit. Fear not, for the Lord your God is with you. Give the Lord a shout.
Hey!
Give the Lord a shout. Give Him a shout of praise, of praise, of praise. Remember, just dig a little deeper, reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord, set your soul on fire. My God said it. My God, amen. My God will bring it to pass in me and you. So true. My God said it. My God meant it. My God will bring it to pass in me and you. Untethered, worship the Lord. Unrestrained, glorify your God. There is no safety net in faith. Faith is your covering. Will catch you, keep you, lead you, guide you, strengthen you, empower you, enrich you, enlighten you. He's your fortress. He's your future. He's before you. He surrounds you. He's your future. He's your fortress. He's your faith. He surrounds you. He's before you in all you say and do. Can't lose for the word I use. Can't fail for the word I use. Can't lose for the word I use. Can't fail for the word I use, the word I speak, the word I believe. It's God in me. God before you, who can be against you? No one. No one say, if God be for me, who can be against me? No one. No one say, if God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Return to the former day. Return to the landmarks. Remember the spoken word of the Lord. Build again the altar of the Lord. For the sacrifice God wants is the sacrifice you are, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. It is your worship. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Shout unto God, all you nations. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God, all you nations. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. to God with a voice of praise. This is a time that the Lord will strip those that worship foreign gods, that say we wield the power of decision. The Lord will take it from you as He took it from the giant, as He took it from the Philistines, as He took it from Nebuchadnezzar. He will give it into the hands of so say, the Lord has said so, so it is. I will stand. As Abraham said, we go up in obedience, looking like we will come down less, but we will come down the more. And I tell you assuredly, as we go up, as God has commanded us, we will come down the increase, for the word of the Lord is sure. Give the Lord a shout. Come on. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless His holy name. Gotta sing it. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless His holy name. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless His holy name. He's God all around you. He's God inside. He's God outside. He's God on every side. He surrounds you. He keeps you. He covers you. He cradles you. He holds you. He speaks to you. He comforts you. He empowers you. He fills you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Everything you need to know is a memory on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit quicken you to remember. Remember. God's given you a brand new day. He's taken away fear from out of your life. He said, it begins anew. I'll do through you what you doubted could be done. And I'll show you the dawn of a new day, an excellence of spirit. I will take away the old. Where you sit will be new. Where you live will be refreshed. What you drive, you'll have confidence. It will get you from where you are to where you need to go. And you will rest in a time you could call a vacation in the presence of the Lord. I will give you what you did not ask for. I will show you what you did not understand. And I will do through you what you thought could not be done. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout! Woo! We praise you, Lord, in this house today. We praise you, Lord, in everything and every way. We glorify you, my God and King. I feel the presence of angels in this place. I feel the presence of the Lord. I see shadows that are light, and I see light that appears like a shadow. For the word of the Lord has come forth, and God has said yes and amen. Believe the Lord and you will prosper. Believe His word and He will establish you. Give the Lord a shout today. Clap your hands, all you nations. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, every kindred. For the Spirit of the Lord descends through you. Clap your hands, all you nations. Clap your hands, all you people. For the Spirit of the Lord will drive through you. Like a wind, like a sea, like a river, uncontrolled, uncompromised in every way. For out of your belly will flow rivers of life-giving water, and you will say, not by might, nor by power,
but by my spirit, says the Lord of Lords. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by the might of men, what he plans, what he thinks, when he sins. That's not my mind, says God, and it will not stand. Know the God in whom you serve, he is Lord of all, in all, and through all. The king's heart is in his hand. The king's plan will fail, but what God says, that's the command. Don't you know the word of the Lord? Have you not sought him out in the scriptures? Have you not heard the Holy Spirit say, lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in the Lord with all your might. And which of these is the greatest of all commandments? As they tempted him, who was in control? It wasn't the tempter. It wasn't a religious man. But the word of the Lord, as he said. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment, because upon it all the law and the prophets hang. Because when you love him with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul, you worship him as God and God alone. You fear no other, you believe no other, you are tempted by no other. For the Lord is before you always. He leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even if you walk through the valley of uncertainty, you fear no evil, for he is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and your cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy, only goodness and mercy, will pursue you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house, in the presence, in the fullness of the Lord, now and forever. Now and forever. So let youth befall you. Let renewed strength befall you. This isn't a time to plan your retirement. This is a time to step into your before and live the future God has called you to be. This is the season of strength, enlightenment, and power. This is when it all begins. And we call it out July 2022. So it is. So it is spoken. So it will come to pass. Celebrate your freedom, your liberty, your independence in the living God, dependent only upon God. Give the Lord a shout. Hey! I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. It's all I want to shout. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise flows through me. I will bless the Lord at all times, for it's he that took the tree. For every sin and every shame, every fear and every doubt, said, I'm here to tell you what it's all about. It's not about the fall of man, but the risen Lord and King. He is the one that rules the nations, heaven and earth. Let them both sing. God be glorified. God be praised. Thank you. worship Him. Praise and worship Him. Worship Him. Praise and worship Him. Worship Him. Everyone in the house, what an appointment you made. Those viewing with intent, what appointment you kept. Those that hear what the Spirit of the Lord says, listen to me. This is a moment marked by your faith. It's time, you see. It's time. It's time. For God seeks true worshipers, those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. There's no time to wait, no reason to hesitate. This is the hour of appointment, the season, the hour, the minute, the second. This is the day of the Lord. Give the Lord praise.